walking the way you're supposed to.
Bite, bite. Sip, sip.
No. No, you've done
combo.
It 5 days in a row.
Hey, when you get up and walk away when the mic is live,
you're just always going to do that? I'm so frustrated with that.
Well, then give me a song.
You can be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen. And we can take it down to the Greg's court and talk it out like, yeah, Greg.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake. It's Friday edition.
Are you okay?
Oh,
your face looks bad.
You know, sometimes when you get the allergy and it just hits you right in the nose and it's painful and it makes your eyes water. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening right now. I'm not crying. I swear to
you
God.
You need to go get some Claritin D.
Why?
You're missing what's happening right now. If you could see Greg's mushed face and it's bright red.
Oh, man, it hurt. It was like right there in the nose. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I just had hay fever.
That hurt. Mm. All right, so Dish Nation is filmed here.
They're part of the big show.
Yeah,
the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That happens down the hall from us. So every day, once the radio broadcast is done, they do Dish Nation. They do wacky stuff. They film crazy videos.
Other wacky things happen.
I'm trying to get us onto that show. That's a work in progress, but I digress. I don't know how this came about. I don't know if there was a challenge that was thrown out or if there was a bet that was made. But JC, he's one to boast and brag about things that he can do. I would assume that that's probably how it started.
This is not his first world record attempt, I think, though.
No, it's not. He's tried before. So whatever may have transpired beforehand, all I know is that a few days ago, Hampton's Nick was walking around here with a gigantic clear bowl filled with vanilla pudding. And I'm like, what is that? And he's like, well, there's a world record that's going to be attempted here, you know, in a day or two, and JC's going to be involved. So we all pile into the Canal Side Lounge where the Dish Nation cameras are set up, the Dish Nation backdrop is set up. JC's there in a cut Dish Nation t-shirt with the sleeves cut off and a cape.
He's got to show off the guns.
Everybody's piled in behind him. Big Al Kelly, Jenna, and Steven, the guy from the Guinness Book of World Records.
Steven.
So there's an official guy here. He's in a nice little Guinness World Records suit.
I think they send out the suits.
He can't go anywhere without the suit.
Mm-hmm.
He has to have the suit on. He was telling me the other day. So there he is with his...
How much do you think that pays?
I mean, he's an educated man. He got his degree.
In world records?
Well, that's what he was telling
me. Is that like a University of Phoenix online course?
The way that he got the job wasn't all that interesting, but just, you know, they look for people that have journalistic backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was just looking online for jobs, and he ended up doing a search for what he wanted to do. And
he does
that
have that
up.
Very stiff journalistic look to him.
So he said he's seen all kinds of stuff. We can get into that later.
Mm.
So there's JC. They got everything set up. There's Steven with the plaque for the world record.
Mm.
And boom, cameras roll. It's time to go. JC has to eat 3 pounds of pudding because the world record is 2.15.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes through all the rules. They fire the gun. JC picks up the spoon. He takes his first bite. And then it looks like he's about to pass out.
Already.
After one bite of pudding.
It was gross-ass pudding, though. Like, canned pudding that was warm.
I'm sure. But I think had it been cold, it would have been harder to eat.
Yeah.
So he takes one bite. He takes another bite. And then, of course, he becomes JC. And he just becomes silly and goofy. And he can't...
He actually put his mind to it, he might have been able to have done it.
I think so. I think he could have knocked it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, womp, 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 JC disappoints, but lo and behold,
there's a ringer.
There's a lady here who holds a record, or no, she holds some sort of a record for eating a 72-ounce steak.
You might have seen the video online where she just takes it down in 3 minutes.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, And that was going to be the original challenge, but she didn't want to do that.
She barehanded that steak.
That's just insane to me.
Destroyed it. It was incredible.
So they bring her in, and they have a 21-pound bowl of vanilla pudding laid out on the table. So obviously she has to eat
just two
a little
pounds.
More over two pounds.
Mm-hmm.
They fire the gun. She picks up her spoon.
She's all business. It didn't even look like she was eating it. She's just shoveling it into her face. And I was like, I don't know if she's actually eating this or not, but she's shoveling it.
Because it didn't look like any of it was going into her mouth. Because, I mean, her hand was moving so fast that it just like a constant stream of
Pudding going in
pudding
there.
Going from spoon
and
to mouth.
She did
spoon
this
to mouth.
Burp and shake that was like the strangest thing I've ever seen.
It was crazy. It looked like she became possessed.
Yeah.
She her eyes kind of rolled. Rolled. Yeah. Her eyes, they didn't roll back, but they rolled kind of to the left and up. And then her mouth went the other direction to the down and
quivered.
Right. And she shook a little bit and was like.
And then boom, right back into the pudding.
So she ate a total of 12 pounds of vanilla pudding. She squashed the world record by 10 pounds.
She lapped it 5 times.
That was insane. Like, I love watching these eating challenges on TV.
But to see it in real life.
To see it in person is mind-blowing.
Second, like, did you look at the bowl?
Like, I was watching it as it was slowly going down.
It was slowly going down. Like, you could kind of see the outline of it, but when she held it up after she'd finished, it was like half the bowl was gone. You're like, oh my God.
Well, she got welcomed into the Guinness Book of World Records, and she's amazing.
Congratulations. So
look for that on Dish Nation here in a day or two. And then look for us here in about a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so follow up from yesterday's story. You had cell phone issues.
I did, and I still do.
With the insurance.
So, yesterday, I canceled my insurance.
Yeah.
And I was
Okay, so you've been paying insurance.
I've been paying insurance, like, since the day I had a phone, I'd pay insurance. And ever if I ever needed a new phone, trade it in, it was $50. Mm-hmm. It was always $50. And I was fine with that. That's a reasonable price. $50, you get the phone, I send you one back, end of transaction.
Right.
$9.99 a month, that's all paid for. That's completely reasonable. Now, they raised my rate not by 100%, but by 300%.
That's what Larry Verizon does. He's got to steal phones.
He's got it, but he doesn't even own the insurance company.
That's true.
Which is ridiculous.
Maybe he does, though. If you don't know that.
It's possible. But the insurance company raised my rate from it being $50 for a new phone to now it being the price that I originally paid for the phone when I bought it and signed my contract, which I think is ridiculous because if you get in a car accident, you don't charge you the price of the car as your deductible.
Right.
That's why you have insurance.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
It is insanity.
So I canceled my insurance yesterday, and then I wrote a letter to Asurion, and I sent it to their CEO.
Okay.
Now, I was livid, so I couldn't write them the first letter I wrote.
Sure.
Because I was making a call, and I had to keep it on speakerphone because my phone's broken. So I gave them the second one I wrote, which was more like, hey, I've always been a person that had insurance on my phone, but I get my bill on this deductible, and I think that's completely unreasonable.
Absolutely.
If you raised it $75, sure. Even $100, sure. $200, no
way. Price of a whole new phone.
A whole new phone. That's absurd. And I will no longer get insurance because what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably come back because they called me today, told me to call them back. They'll call me and say, well, if you bought one without insurance, it'll be $800. But I'm not going to buy another one.
Right.
Why am I going to buy another phone? I'm not going to spend $800 one. I already have a backup cell phone, which is my old 4, and I don't care enough to want to spend another $170 on a phone. It's ridiculous. So I'll call up Asurion today. Hopefully I can give that lady a piece of my mind.
Maybe you'll get the CEO.
Maybe I'll get the CEO, and he'll be like, hey, $50. And I'll be like, thank you. Let's do this.
Sometimes you just have to take out the big wooden spoon and stir that pot.
I'm stirring it.
You got to just be like, hey, look here, life. I'm stirring this big old pot.
I'm stirring you.
You know? And then they'll be like, you know, this one guy, Greg, he's really made a dent in the way that I think about things today. Mm-hmm. So let's reduce the fee back to $50. Maybe you single-handedly will take care of this.
I hope I do, because I don't think that's fair to anybody.
It's not fair.
That's not fair to anybody. That's not why you have insurance. You have insurance so that if something wrong happens to your phone, you pay a reasonable price for a replacement, and they get my phone anyway, mm-hmm. which is another reason why it's ridiculous. You get part of the contract is you have to send them your broken phone so that they can repair it and resend it out. What in the hell is costing them so much money? End of me getting angry.
Diapers.
I will give you guys the report. I'm calling them back when I head out of here, and I'll let you know what my conversation is with
them. Maybe they're investing all of that money that you're paying mm-hmm. into a website that's going to not be functional for the first 6 months that it's open, called phonecare.gov.
It's an Obamacare joke.
It's a phone insurance marketplace.
Ah. It's political humor. Don't miss Greg Jake as the new correspondent on The Daily Show.
I'm taking over the Colbert Report. Greg Jake Report.
That doesn't make any sense. It's funny because it's a Colbert Report, because it's spelled the same way.
Yeah. So we got our stuff up on iTunes. You got busy on that.
I spearheaded this. You can find us by searching The Greg and Greg Show with no spaces, or Greg Jake and Greggles with spaces.
Huh. So just usernames.
Yeah. You can search Greg Jake and Greggles, and
you'll
find our podcast.
Does it have to be Greg Jake and Greggles, or can it be Greg Jake?
I think it'll find it regardless.
Or Greggles.
You could search Greggles and you'll find it.
It's awesome.
So we're all, that's the ways that you can find it. Also, I put a link on our Facebook and my Facebook. Hold on. Another timeout. I'm trying to describe where you can find the link. And Greg just smelled both of his armpits.
I put new deodorant on this morning. It's something I've never used before.
It feels like your whole body is different, doesn't it? You smell that smell like nonstop.
I just wanted to make sure that I didn't smell.
You do smell.
Because I felt like for some reason I smelled BO. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's me.
I think it's you.
I don't think so. I think I'm good. So go find us on iTunes.
Yes. Go find us on iTunes, subscribe, and hit the ratings button, because we need to get some ratings so that they start recommending the show, mm-hmm. and then we can start getting more listeners,
yeah.
and then we can start having more fun, because then we'll have a bigger show.
Yeah, that's the goal. So make it happen for us. We can only do so much, but we rely on you, the G1. To do this for us.
And hey, if we get a bigger show, that means more show.
Longer show.
Longer show.
More fun photos.
More nudie pics.
By the way, I started a Kickstarter for us.
Is it beer money?
No, it's for camera equipment. For our TV show.
Oh, yeah. Greg Nation.
Yeah. Greg Nation.
That's what I'm Gregging about.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Go to facebook.com/ The Greg and Greg Show. Go to iTunes and look up Greg, Jake, and Greggles. Go to Audioboo. Go to Twitter.
Just keep plugging things.
Man, there's a lot of stuff.
Plug in Fiesta.
A lot of stuff to plug. All right. Have a good weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Boo-ah. Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.